Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he was saying in Matthew 6, he was saying, listen, you know, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. Mm-hmm. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your whole body, what will you wear? You think about that one verse alone. I mean, if you're an American reading this verse of scripture, it's like, I think, like sometimes so even hard to comprehend. It's like, really? I don't ever worry about eating, or I just go into my parents' refrigerator, open it up if I'm a child.
Run in the grocery store.
And there's Gatorade and Twinkies and all kinds of stuff up in there. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. It's like, you know, we just had a Super Bowl last night. You know how many hot wings and pizzas and chips and sodas we were eating last night?
I can imagine.
I'm serious. You know, Miguel works for Frito-Lay, a little commercial there. I mean, he said that's their biggest time that they sell chips. You wouldn't believe. It's their biggest day.
Wow.
It's the Super Bowl. And think about it, a whole industry survives on chips. I mean, we're talking about health food sustenance on chips. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow. Mm. You know, we have to kind of readjust our mindset in a way when we're looking at this. He says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. What will you eat or drink? About your whole body? What will you wear?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to look at that scripture again and think about maybe how someone... How potent these words are of someone who's because the same scripture that applies to you, trust me, is going to apply to somebody who's living in Africa right now, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And someone who's starving, Jesus is telling them, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your whole body, what will you wear? Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at some folks in other parts of the world, and they barely have even clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, there's a specific reason why he tells us not to do that. And worry is defined as persistent mental uneasiness. It means to feel uneasy and anxiousness, a distress. You don't have a peace of mind anymore. Your peace of mind is disturbed. And this leads to mental agitation. You know what I'm saying? When you're worrying, your mind is messed up. You feel afraid. You feel nervous. It leads to anxiousness, fretfulness. You ever seen someone who worries? They're fussy.
Oh, yeah.
They're just constantly fussy, just fussy. Everything bothers them.
Mm-hmm.
They're agitated. They're obsessed with something, preoccupied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not really there. You're talking to them. It's like, are you? No, I'm worrying about this. It's like, well, I need you here. Stop worrying. I need you present. But they're not present. They're worrying about something. They have a lack of sleep. Oftentimes, people that worry, you can't sleep at night because it's this issue that they're concerned about.
Yeah.
Can't even say concerned. Let's say what it is. It's worrying and fearful about.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can't even eat.
Yeah.
Because you have a lack of appetite.
And they have lots of medical problems.
Oh, yeah. So it's affecting your whole body, your health. You know, and what do people worry about? They worry about their children. They worry about their finances. They worry about their marriage. What their spouse is or is not doing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They worry about the school, if you're a young person, their friends, job, the economy. You ever talk to a young person so worried about friends and you're just like, son, daughter, do you realize that in 10 years you're not even going to worry about Jimmy or whoever?
Whoever.
See them ever again in your life. That was like a revelation to me. It's like, you're probably not going to see any of these people ever again in my life after this moment, this brief moment.
Right.
And God, imagine how God feels. It's like, really? You're worried about that? This is just the blip. The longer you live with God, the more you realize, was I really worried about that? Was I really concerned about that? It's like the first time you have a child and you're like, oh, I'm going to feed these kids.
Can't feed myself. I'm going to feed them.
But after you have two or three of them, you're like, oh, we feed them like we fed the last one. Well, God has provided,
right.
And we'll provide for one more,
that's
you know?
Right.
And personally, now you guys may have a different experience with this, but personally, I have never known anyone who by worrying and having mental agitation has changed their situation. I mean, do you guys know? I mean, I don't have a testimony of that. I can't share that today.
No, can't say that.
Someone said, I've worried myself to success. I've worried my situation right.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work. It just doesn't work. It robs you of your energy, and it causes you to have faith in what you think is going to happen or what the enemy is trying to convince you is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're just like, you're locked into it. You have reverse faith. And Jesus says, do not worry. Do not worry. It's a trap. Don't take the bait. He says, is not life more important than food and your body more important than clothes? And then he gives an example, verse 26. He says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you seen an anorexic bird? It's like, all these birds eat my food. We're taking care of, right?
All right. Who's feeding them?
Somebody's feeding them.
Yeah, right.
Like, where are they getting this food from? You know, they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And God, listen to me. God loves you. He says, are you not? I mean, that's the question. Are you not much more valuable than they? God's saying, look, I've got you. I didn't bring you this far to abandon you. I didn't bless you with that home. I didn't bless you with those children. I didn't bless you with that marriage. I didn't bless you with that job so that you can be wearing it. What I started out in the spirit, are you now going to try to do in the flesh?
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Are you now going to be the one responsible for all of this? Remember, you wasn't even qualified fully for this position. I helped you walk through the door. You know right. what I'm saying? You know? Remember, I just blinded you, and I caused her to fall in love with you. Remember that? You know, you said you couldn't have children, and I gave you these children.
Right.
You know, and the Lord's saying, listen, I've got you, and I've got this situation. You can trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. But then he says, listen, but instead of worrying, right, because listen, you can't turn your mind off. You know, that doesn't work. But you can engage your mind into something else. You know, the word says mm-hmm. whatever's pure, whatever's lovely and excellent and trustworthy. Think on these things. You can't turn the mind off, but you can redirect the mind. You can change the channel, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Jesus says. After he goes into this whole thing about do not worrying and isn't life more important than food and the body more important than clothes and look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store in barns. They got no savings account yet. Mm. Yet the Heavenly Father feeds them. After he says all of that, he says, look, but first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be given to you as well. God said, look, refocus your mind, refocus your direction, refocus your faith. Don't worry about stuff and things. But first, let the main thing be the main thing. Put first things first. And first things first is seeking God, mm-hmm. inquiring of the Lord, his kingdom, God's way of doing things. God says, listen, it all starts with me and ends with me. I am the Alpha and the Omega and everything in between. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's I got this. Don't spend time, you know, paying interest on something that, you know what I'm saying, is never going to pay out. It's you're wasting that.
Right.
You think about, I mean, really, you add up the hours spent in worrying.
Mm.
You add up the time of lack of sleep.
Right.
You talk about the trials and the agitation and the strife that's in a home because somebody is gripped with fear and worrying, and how it just saps the energy and the strength and the joy out of a home. God says, you could take that same time and that same energy. Since he says in another place in the Bible, you can't even add a single, he calls it a little thing. You can't even do a little thing by adding a single hour to your life. He calls mm-hmm. that a little.
Yeah.
If you can't even do that, you know, this is wasted time and energy and effort. And you're not going to go anywhere. But take that same time and make it a choice. Make it your decision to say, I'm going to seek God about this.
Right.
I'm going to invest time in prayer. I'm going to take time in seeking God out. And that's discovering, reaching out, inquiring. Spend time in prayer. Open the Word of God. Because it's all about being with the Lord. Let me tell you something. God can give you a word of wisdom. He can give you a word of direction. He can speak to you in such a powerful way that it can completely change your whole course of action. But it took that one moment. And Chris, just reminds me of what you were saying earlier about, you know, be still and know that I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're agitated and running around and you know, twisting our hands and everything,
mm-hmm.
we're not being still before the Lord.
Right. Yeah.
I'm always amazed at how you can just quiet yourself before God in that time of prayer and that time of seeking Him. He'll drop so many nuggets in your spirit that you couldn't even hear. Like, well, God doesn't speak to me. Like, dude, you're making so much noise. You know what I'm saying? You're rattling all over the place. You can't hear a word of what He's saying.
All right.
He's speaking. The question is, are you hearing? Don't let worry take you down. Don't let worry take you down. You have to have more faith that God's going to be able to take care of you than that whatever the situation that you're facing is going to destroy you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are a son and a daughter of the King, He says, how much more valuable are you than the birds of the air? I mean, look at the birds. We should look at nature. Creation speaks. We talked about earlier how you've never seen an anorexic bird flying around before.
Not too many,
You've never seen that. They're all nice, plump. They get fed.
Yeah.
You know, and if two sparrows that are sold for a penny, two, if not one of them falls to the ground outside of the will of God now,
mm-hmm.
not without God knowing it, outside of His will, He's in control of everything, even the sparrows. How much more His eyes are upon you today?
That's right.
How much more His eyes are upon you as you're seeking Him, you're abiding Him, and you are making Him the Lord of your life. Let me tell you something. God's eyes are upon you. But He tells us in verse 33 of Matthew 6 that to seek first, there's an order to this. And it says seek second.
Right.
Not after you've wasted all your energy and all your resources and you've gone to everybody else.
You maxed all your credit cards.
You maxed all your credit cards.
Right.
You don't call everybody for help.
Right.
Oh, then come and seek the kingdom. You know, He didn't say that. No, there is an order. He says, first things first.
Mm-hmm.
Seek me. Seek me. And, you know, let me tell you something. Well, one of the things that we have to start doing as believers is start scraping some of this useless stuff that's on our plate.
Hmm.
You know, we talked about this too last week, that Proverbs 27:10 says that he who is full loathes honey,
mm-hmm.
but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. And maybe it doesn't even come across our mind to think about seeking God first, is because we've put so much stuff on our plate that maybe it's not necessarily bad, but it's clogging up our time.
Mm, yeah.
Can you imagine to say, I don't have time to go after God? Like, what in the world are you doing then?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, I think you are doing one too many things. What do you think?
In your flesh, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think about it. I mean, we can get so caught up with running here and running there, and the kids got to. And you got to be careful of the stuff that you say you got to do.
Mm.
You know, there's very few things that you got to do.
That's right.
You know, and if you don't know that, trust me, they can be taken away from you so you can realize you ain't got to do them.
That's right.
But it happens so that you know your life gets so crowded, mm-hmm. so many things. And then before you know it, it's like, well, I would have prayed, but I had to check my email. Like, what? I was checking something on Facebook first, and then I was going to, and then I got the phone call, and it's like, what? You know, it's a prudent thing. It's a wise thing to make God the first in your life,
mm-hmm.
even above certain relationships, all relationships, really. There's nothing that should come in between you and God. So the Lord says, seek first His kingdom, His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you, given you as well. And the word seek means to inquire, to discover, to reach out. you know, to inquire of the Lord. The Word of God said it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search things out. Listen, God wants you to spend time with him.
That's right.
He wants you to read his word. He wants you to meditate on his word. He wants you to quiet yourself down, as Chris was saying, to be still and know that I'm God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to be busy and not know that I'm God, but be still and know.
Right. You know, he also says, Jesus says in Matthew 18:3, he says, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
You know, and which takes me back to what you were talking about earlier, is that, you know, when we look at our children, they don't worry about what they're going to eat. Like you said, you know, the Twinkies and the chips are in the cupboard. You know, they don't worry about their clothes, what they're going to wear. You know, none of and that's how we're supposed to be with God.
Exactly.
We're not supposed to worry about these things. We're supposed to be. And he says, if you do not change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. We have to be that dependent upon him.
Absolutely.
You know, worry gets us nowhere, but.
Yeah, one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel.
There you go.
It doesn't work. Like I said, I can't testify of anyone that I have personally met or known that said my life has been changed because I've worried about it 20 hours.
That's right.
That's right.
You know. But I have heard. I can testify now in my own life. And I've many others that I've heard that their life has changed when they sought the Lord, when they seeked him first, when they made him the Lord of their life, and they took time out. You know, your most precious resource that you have is your time, T-I-M-E. That's the most precious resource you have, because you don't know how much you're going to have left. And when you invest that in God, and so, you know, in Luke 10, There's an account about Mary and Martha. If you remember, you know, these were sisters, and their brother Lazarus had passed away, and Jesus was coming to visit, right?
Right.
And so in Luke 10:38 says that Jesus and his disciples were on their way, and he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. Now, that's a good sign. When you open your home to Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now you're starting off on the right foot.
Okay.
So he opened their home to Jesus, right? I recommend that, by the way. I recommend that. First, welcome him in your heart, though. Then you can welcome him in your home. And Martha had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he had to say and what he said. And see, that's a good move for Martha. You know, Mary, rather. She sat at his feet and she listened. She listened. You know, one thing about praying, I want to encourage you that, you know, God already knows what you need. We need to maybe not spend as much time talking and praying to the Lord, trying to inform him of what we need.
Right.
But maybe we should spend more time at his feet listening to what he wants to tell us.
Exactly.
Right? I always try to say that if you're in the presence of someone that is of authority and you know, there's great men and women out there that we know. You want to spend less time talking and more time listening. You know what I'm saying? they can drop a nugget in for you that could really help you out, right?
Right.
Well, verse 40 says, but Martha was distracted. Listen to this. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. They just had to be made.
Had to be.
Can you imagine? Jesus is here. You better clean up that house. We cook something for him. We gotta clean these dishes, set the table. Jesus is coming to our home.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. And she was working it. I mean, she was cleaning up, making sure that everything that they had to be made.
Yep.
Had to be made. She came to him and asked, I mean, right up to Jesus, said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? I'm washing dishes, scrubbing floors, cooking this meat. And she says, tell her to help me. Exclamation point. She was upset.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? She was peeved, if you will. She was upset. I'm doing all this work.
Mm-hmm.
All this have-to stuff. And the Lord says twice, Martha, Martha. The Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed.
Mm.
Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her. Can you say rut-row? Or he said, Martha, Martha dear, come here, come here. Let me talk to you.
Right.
Put the hand towel down, please. Put the plate down. Don't worry about that mess right here. Don't worry about that. Come here. Your sister is at my feet. And she has chosen the right thing. Mm. Only we says, you're worried about a lot of stuff. Isn't it amazing that in our minds we could think that the things that we have to worry about are so legitimate?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in her eyes, she was convinced this was important.
Oh, you know yeah.
She was yelling at Jesus. tell Mary to get up off her feet and close her Bible and come over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can you imagine? Close your Bible, come here and help me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, no. And it's like, in her mind, she thought she had legitimate concerns and issues to address. And the Lord told her, says, listen, you're worried and upset about many things. Mm. But only one thing is needed. And that's the whole thing. I mean, Lord's speaking to us today and encouraging us and saying, listen, there's only one thing that you need in your life. Let me tell you something. It ain't about a job. It's not about that home. You know, if you're not living in that place, guess what? You'll live somewhere else.
That's right.
You know what I mean? If you're not working at that job, guess what? You'll work at another one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is with you. You know, when you've made him the Lord of your life, he's with you. He walks with you. You know, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
All right.
You know, a friend that sticks closer than a brother, right?
That's right.
You know, he is an ever-present help, the Word of God says, in the time of trouble. Right? So if God is near you, with you, in you, and for you, hello, what is the problem?
Exactly.
And sometimes we have to remind ourselves, you've got to slow it down, turn the dial back, and say, you know what? Has it been working for you? Mm. Has this been working for me? I'm going to sit at his feet. I'm going to open my Bible up. I'm going to have my little worship on, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to close the door. And say, for right now, I'm going to be about the one thing. I want to be about seeking God, seeking his face. And I don't want to give God a litany. I don't want to just start bubbling out my worries and my concerns. And Lord, don't you know? Because Martha tried that. She said, Lord, I got stuff to do.
That's right.
He didn't even address it. So what you need to do is be in my presence. Now, we have to have more faith that God loves us, that he's leading us, that he's guiding us. And that's the whole thing when you were talking about earlier, Pat. So, well, God started in the spirit. Galatians says, are you trying to fulfill in your flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the main reasons we begin to worry is because we picked up something in our own flesh that God told us, what are you doing? I didn't tell you to do that.
That's right.
I didn't. Who said this rested on you? Who said that, oh, okay, this whole situation will rest on your back now?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that we have picked up, you know, responsibilities that are not our own. Mm-hmm. We've picked up burdens that are not meant for us to carry. And that, listen, the Lord is the burden bearer. He says, take my yoke upon you, for my burden is light.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lord's burden is light, then what burden are you carrying? I'm saying, what burden are you carrying? If the Lord's burden is light, and he's already said, take my yoke upon you. Things only become crushing and difficult when we left the ways of God. That's but right. I want to encourage you today, and we're here to encourage you to say, listen, you can journey back. You can say, you know, I've heard this today and said, you know what? That's my problem. That's my issue here. I've been wringing my hands and chomping at my teeth and getting all this lack of sleep for something that, you know what? I need to put this back in the Lord's hands. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that little commercial that says, I'm not in my enemy's hands. I'm not in my own hands. I'm in the Father's hands. And with that, I can sleep at night.
That's good.
You know, you're not in your enemy's hands. You're not even in your own. You couldn't save yourself. Mm-mm. And you're trying to save who? Mm-hmm. You needed a savior, right? God spoke to you and saved you. And so do the one thing. He said, Martha, 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 you have said and worried about many things, but only one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen what is better. You got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. Mm-hmm. Are you going to keep fretting and worrying about your situation, or are you going to choose the better thing, and that's to be in the Lord's presence? Because remember, when you're in the Lord's presence,